Your father, as a young boy, he was quite a reader.
He did like to read. He kind of marched to his own drum, I think.
A nonconformist, maybe?
In a way. He was 21 when his dad died. I think my grandmother probably got a little exasperated with him sometimes because he kind of didn't seem to know what he wanted to do. He went to the farm for a while, and then he decided he didn't like that. So he went to school and got a teaching certificate, and he taught school for a while. And he went to OU once or twice. But he loved education. I think maybe when he went to OU, it just didn't fit for him at that time. I don't really have too many stories about him. The only one I remember that my aunt used to like to tell, Daddy was, I think, 7 years older than my aunt. Apparently, when she was born, my grandmother said, "Oh, you have a little sister." He said he'd rather have had a dog.
That's cute.
Aunt Mary, she loved to tell that.
Well, in 1913, oil was discovered in Carter County in southern Oklahoma. Ardmore then became the center for oil companies. It was about that time that your father, Lloyd, was 17 and in his junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. He was a debater, too. I guess he graduated from high school. I don't know. Back then, you could just kind of do what you wanted to and go to university, and you didn't have to take tests to get in university. You just walked in and said, "I want to go to school." And that was it, I think.
When he lived alone on the ranch, I think he decided, isn't it true that he...
That's when he, I think he went to a junior, normal college, they called it. He got his teaching certificate then.
Southeastern Normal College in Durant. That's where he obtained his third grade teaching certificate.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly was, shall we say, a book person, enjoyed reading, and enjoyed teaching, apparently.
He liked people, too. And he had a very diverse group of friends. Some of them were characters. You know, he just liked interesting people.
Do you have memories of him inviting them in for dinners parties?
Well, no, he didn't have parties. He liked to bring people home for lunch because, he said, that way they have to go back to the office and I go back to the office. But we had Jenny. She cooked and she was a character too. Her instructions were to always have enough food for at least 10 people.
At lunchtime.
At lunchtime, yeah. Because if it's visiting with you or something, he'd say, "Well, come on home and have lunch with us." And, of course, I usually did go home for lunch. Sometimes I went to my grandmother's because she lived a little closer to school. But I was supposed to be the hostess. And when they get into long discussions, I'd kind of put my head down. I wasn't much of a hostess, but that was where I was supposed to sit.
You would have been... How old do you think about those memories?
15, 16, you know, high school age.
And so you were taught early on to prepare dinners, and the Saturday night dinner, was that a big thing?
Well, yeah, I could fix a good hamburger. And finally, Daddy said, "I think you need to branch out a little." So I did learn to cook a little bit better things, but I still like a good hamburger.
I do too.
Yeah. Hard to beat.